no telling how many at our house now that she's, you know, sit down and piece together, but she never likes to put them in and quilt them. She just likes to put them together.
Are y'all gonna get someone to quilt them?
We will, eventually. We'll get somebody to do it.
What about something that they make for the top of the bed? You know, I mean, like a bedspread, but people with real fancy handmade.
Crocheting a spread or something like that, knitting or something like that, Emma.
Well, did you ever hear of a counterpin?
Yes, counterpin. Uh-huh. Hadn't heard of it in years. Well, a counterpin to me is about the same thing as a spread. Mm-hmm. It probably is entirely different, but when I hear the word, it's just not a word that I haven't heard it used in years.
It just sounds like an old-fashioned.
It is. That's what it would mean to me. It's just an old-fashioned word for bedspread.
And in the head of the bed, you put your head on the
pillow.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
No. No, that's not an expression that's common.
Do you hear of a bolster?
No, let's see, now I ought to know what a bolster is, but I don't right off.
And if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everybody, for the children.
You put on a pallet.
Okay, you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. They call it building hard shell pallets. You just throw something on the floor and then the kids slept on the floor.
Did you ever hear of people sleeping out on the porch?
Mm-hmm. We did that a little bit when I was little.
Did you ever hear of a special name for a porch that's maybe screened in?
Like sleeping porch or something like that?
What's a sleeping porch like?
Well, just what you said, it's usually a porch that's screened in, almost, you know, open, except you're protected from insects, that sort of thing.
Was that very common around here?
Not really. Nobody could afford screened porches. You were lucky in earlier years that I remember if you had a house that was screened. This is not one of your richer sections right in through here, I don't think, because we had a few people that were pretty well to do, but as a whole, it's strictly rural, just real grub it out of the dirt and make the living that way.
Where would the richer sections around here be?
Barbara, let's see. You have a few families who were pretty well to do that have these big old homes that I would consider with the richer people in the earlier years. But right in through here, we have this one place over here. This old fella used to own all the land around here, and he had the gin, the sawmill, and the grist mill all right in here. And at one time, his home over there was real pretty, and we had another one or two that was that way here. But really, most of this area right through here are just working people. It has always been that way. You just don't see you don't see these beautiful old homes in this area anywhere as you ride around, if you'll notice.
You'd have to get around Mobile? Or?
I would say that, or you can get back up in your river bottom country where they used to farm a lot of riverland. You'll run into a few of them that still left. Camden, Alabama still has a few of your older homes and you know, that you talk about people that live with the ease and affluence back there. But right in this year, just about everybody had to work pretty hard just to keep body and soul together.
You said the river was only about 10 miles from here,
mm-hmm.
but that there wasn't any bottom land?
Yeah, there's a little bit down there on the other side, and you have your high banks here. On this side, so we don't have any too much river bottom land that you think about on this side of the river.
Was this a slave area,
or
do you know?
Robert, if there were any slaves in here, it would have been back down there. Well, I'm sure that it would have been on the river down there, but like my grandfather, let's see, he was just a boy when the Civil War came through, when the war came along. And I know that I've never heard them mention owning any slaves or anything like that.